You turned me on to this. This is a new trend on TikTok, following in the footsteps of the Great Resignation and quiet quitting. Bare Minimum Monday.
Is that what? To go along with Tall Boy Friday.
I mean, hasn't that always been a thing?
Yeah, probably, but I find that most people's Monday is their most demanding work day.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't bare minimum a Cowboy Monday, I'll tell you that.
Damn right.
Better come in with hot sports opinions and a crow line.
All right. So what does this mean? You just show up and don't do anything?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. And, of course, it's a result of, you know, having work from home and, as it says here, a tight labor market that has afforded leverage to employees. Like, hey, you need me.
Yeah, we have more strikes now, more union activity than we've had in a very long time.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to lose a job. Bare minimum.
BMM.
I don't think that works any better than Bare Minimum Monday. Why not just say it? It explains the whole thing.
No, I like to shorten stuff.
BMM. Tit. And that.
That's for today in Twitter. This stuff is also very popular because of TikTok.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this content creator will get on there who has 100,000 followers, and she explains it.
Like, this is Marissa Joe.
I use Mondays for self-care.
And it was never a thing. It was just she was kind of being a bad employee. Now she spread it to her audience.
But good on
her.
Which,
I guess, trickle-down economics.
Yeah.
Who here's had, like, a cubicle desk job in their life? Anybody? Nobody on this crew?
I had a cubicle. No, it wasn't a cubicle desk job, but I definitely had a cubicle when I wrote for, like, what was it? The Plano Star Courier. And, I mean, you had to be there 8 hours a day, and you had to answer phones and make calls and call the Plano East valedictorian and ask what her plans were for the upcoming fall.
Is this your top 10 days?
This was weekend board op and overnight. So I would do that job from, I think I did that job 3 days a week from 9 to 5, and then I went to school from 6:30 to 9:30, and then on the weekend I worked overnight. Don't shake your head at me. I know what you're doing these days.
What?
You work
video games
as much as I did back in those days. Back
I'm feeling for you. That's rough.
I'm just saying. I know you're doing it too. No, I was clocking 90 to 100 a week.
That's
easily.
No, that's crazy.
Before I was full time here, I was in a physician recruitment firm as a sales guy, and it was all just calling people on the phone and like healthcare systems and decision makers trying to see what sort of physician needs they had. That was the biggest soul sucker of a job you can imagine. So I would imagine Bare Minimum Monday would probably go over pretty well.
In a job like that.
At old Medicus Partners.
In college, I had one summer, I worked at a place that just did surveys where we called.
I've done that, but I did it for school.
Yeah, this was just a company that was based in Kansas City, and we would sit there for 4 or 5 hours a day. And one of the surveys we had to do is we would have to call farmers to see what pesticides they were using on their crops. God. You want to talk about people that have little time for people calling on surveys? Farmers.
They gave you a script, correct?
Oh, yeah. If he says this, then go here. If he doesn't say that, then go to this one. What are you putting on your sorghum this year, sir?
Mine was probably more interesting because it wasn't farmers, but also it was a huge beating. It was political surveys. And they would actually tell you to, like, we worked from, like, again, like 6 to 9. So I'm calling somebody while they're eating dinner at 7:30. I'm like, hey, this is Jake from Texas State University Political Science Department. I wonder if you have time for a 20-question survey regarding the upcoming midterms.
Oh, my God. How many hang-ups did you get?
90%.
Yeah.
At least. Not a lot.
Sean,
not
do you remember your
hits.
Script?
What's that?
Do you remember your script?
No, that's the thing. We didn't have it. We had a giant data entry portal to where you have to basically record all the things you talk about and all past conversations. You had little notes. So you're like, oh, looks like you were looking for a Genoc back in 2007. Any update on that? God, that's the worst, man. I learned a lot about the healthcare industry, but it was bad.
The other job that I had, this was actually during top 10 days. So I would work at my parents' business. And that was like 8 to 1. maybe 2, and then I would come here from 3 to 10. And it wasn't in a cubicle office situation. But the worst part about that one was I would have to call people and ask them to pay their bill.
Oh.
You know, like people had ordered stuff and they were on net 30. Yes, money. They're on net 30 and now we're on day like 50 and they haven't paid.
You're like a repo man.
He's got to call over and over and over.
How outstanding would it get?
Man, some of it got pretty bad.
What's the end game? Them saying okay?
They would. I mean, eventually people pay their bills. They just say like, oh, you know, it's going to be another week or this or that. I mean, I don't know. And then the audacity of it is a lot of times they would try to like continue ordering stuff.
But you're not doing the transaction over the phone, right?
They'd give me their credit card number.
Oh, okay. You would.
Yeah.
Okay.
What my job was running credit cards and calling people for money and then calling other people to order things and giving them a credit card.
I thought you were the human equivalent of like a calendar reminder. Hey, will you pay your bill?
No, it was, okay. I need a credit card number now. And then, you know, a lot of times you'd get one that didn't run. And I'm like, ah, you son of a bitch. I thought I had this one in the bag. And then you get the red declined.
Was there any commission or any incentive for you? Like, you hit a certain threshold, you get a bonus?
No, I mean, I wasn't selling.
Okay.
But they paid me well enough to where I could do the top 10 for several years at, I think, 23.5.
In college, I had one summer, I worked at a place that just did surveys.
You already told us this
story.
I've done that, but I did it for school.
Yeah.
Oh, now
this
I'm
was,
responding
this was
to
just
you.
A company that was based in Kansas City.
Heard this story.
I just thought I would tell you this again. And one of the surveys we had to do is we would
longest
have to call
drop ever
to see what
farmers, that's pretty
they were
interesting.
Using
what,
on
were
their
they into it?
Crops.
Oh, crops.
You want to talk about people that have little time for people calling on surveys.
I'm with farmers?
Farmers.
While
this thing is still playing, I'm going to go in there and choke you. Yeah,
my neighbor's got a kid that...
Don't put me up next to Killer.